Patrick Cummins of Audubon, Connecticut says right now the piping plover, which is a federally threatened species, is nesting on beaches.
So it's a really vulnerable time for those piping plovers, because it's important that they get their eggs laid and incubated and the chicks hatch in time so that they're big enough to withstand the 4th of July weekend, frankly.
Cummins says another bird that's setting up nesting areas now is the tern, which has declined in Connecticut from more than 1,000 pairs to under 200 in just the last decade or so. He says the most important thing people can do to protect the nesting birds is to respect protected areas.
There are some areas where there are known colonies, and we, working with the state and federal officials, put up string fencing around those colonies so that people don't trample the eggs, because they lay their eggs directly on the sand.
Cummins says you're safe from stepping on nests if you walk on beaches below the high tide line. He says most of the areas where birds are nesting don't allow dogs, and it's important to keep fishing line and trash off the beach. And if you see a group of small birds congregating, especially at high tide, Cummins says keep your distance, because they're probably migratory birds on a journey as long as from South America to the Canadian Arctic, and they need to rest and fatten up for the long journey. Cummins says some migratory species have declined more than 90% in the last 40 years. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.